Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. Welcome to the week. And if you are keeping track of Lance Ferguson's Skywatch over the past 3 days, you know we've had lots of ups and downs. These are very interesting times that we're in, and that's why I've invited Carlos Rafael Cruz to be on the program with us. He is the author of the big book on achieving large goals, and we're going to be talking about how it is your personal guide and workbook devoted to helping you focus on planning and achieving your goals. Yes, even during these, what I call, dicey times. So, you stay tuned. Let's hear what Lance Ferguson has to say about Skywatch, and we'll be back talking about us and success.
This is Skywatch for Monday, August 9th. Count the cost. Pay attention to finances today. Morning hours are best for important calls and business. We have a new moon in 17 degrees of Leo in the heavens, exact at 8:08 p.m. this evening. New moons always bring a good week to plant seeds and to initiate new projects. Just count the cost as Venus lines up opposite gambler Jupiter at 4:42 p.m., and then Venus squares bankrupt Pluto at 9 p.m. Monday night. Stress around love and money, perhaps someone manipulating the score with a hidden agenda, is more likely today and tonight with this group in a tense T-square. Best if you don't take people's word for it today, and keep your money in your pocket. Disagreements can get out of hand. This is not the day to be critical or to force the issue, or to burn bridges. Stick to routine, keep it simple Monday night. Yeah, let times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And I am Bonnie Colleen. Welcome to Seeing Beyond. We'll be on with you for 2 hours today. That's right, from 8 until 10 o'clock. I hope you can stay with us for the entire time. And we're going to be talking with Carlos Rafael Cruz about his book, The Big Book on Achieving Large Goals. And you know, I've said so many times on this program that I think one of our problems is that we set goals that are too small. So we're going to be talking about how we can really think large, be all that we can truly be. Carlos, it's so good to have you here on Seeing Beyond for the first time. Welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you for having me on.
So great to have you. Well, you've got quite a background. Talk a little bit about the fact that not only are you a transformational success coach and speaker and author and a licensed California realtor with Intero Real Estate Services in Saratoga, but you're also a former member of the United States Navy. How did that naval career help you to be successful once you got out of the service and to then really set as one of your life's goals, helping other people like Seeing Beyond listeners to be more successful?
Well, that's a very good question to start off with. I think if I started off with the beginning, the very beginning before I joined the Navy, I've always been told that I've been a smart kid, but I was always lazy. And I'm sure many of your audience can probably resonate with that as well. The Navy gave me structure. It gave me a format. It gave me a process to work with. And with that, it helped me become the person that I am now by able to basically identify the things that I need in my life and how to go about accomplishing that. And if you do that consistently over and over again, basically, life becomes a lot simpler. You're able to see things a lot more clearly, and you're able to remove the confusion and a lot of the obstacles easily that you
have to create. You titled your book, The Big Book on Achieving Large Goals. And I said earlier that I think so many times I don't know whether it's subconscious or unconsciously, keep ourselves little or set our goals a littler than what they could be just because we think, well, maybe we wouldn't measure up. I mean, the fact is that even though so many of us had well-meaning parents, oftentimes I believe they said, well, you know, don't fly that high, darling, because we don't want you to be like Icarus and burn the wax on your wings and fall to your death. In other words, they wanted us to be safe. Yeah. I mean, go for some things. But the major thing was they wanted us to make it to be safe. And there is a little bit of risk in having large goals. But talk about what I just said. I mean, do you agree with that?
I do agree with that, and we have to also understand exactly how our parents grew up. They grew up in a time and an age where you basically worked for a corporation, it was safe, you had loyalties, and you created a world where you were comfortable in. Now we live in a completely different time where being comfortable changes from moment to moment. We had the economic crisis, we had the housing bubble, we had the dot-com bubble early in the decade, and these things, people created lots of wealth. They created worlds from themselves where it was basically unachievable 20 or 30 years ago prior to that. Now their goal shifting has completely changed from I need it now to, whoa, I really need to start thinking about how I'm going to develop things so 20 years down the line, I am safe. I am just comfortable. Same thing your parents taught you, but the timeline has somewhat changed.
Right, and the whole way of getting there has changed. I mean, I know somebody, he's no longer with us on the planet, but he worked his entire life for a huge corporation. He even invented something that if I said what it was, people go, oh my gosh, what a great idea. I mean, he should be a billionaire, but because he worked for this large corporation, he had to sign something that said anything he invented while he worked for them was theirs. When he retired after 30, 35 years with the corporation, which he had to mandatorily do at the age of 65, he honestly got a gold watch. I mean, that's honestly what he got. And then spent like the next 5 years really depressed because he didn't know what to do with his life. He ended up turning it around and doing something worthwhile in his later years. But things have changed. I mean, many of us baby boomers, for example, are looking at never retiring and certainly not having a pension and getting even a gold watch when we retire. You know, as Dennis Waitley said when I interviewed him some time ago, he said, you know, we need to all be the CEOs of our own careers, whether we're working for a large corporation or not. So I think things have changed remarkably. How do you help your clients to have large goals to stay independent, even if they are working for a large career, and to plan for the future? I mean, that's a big task in these changing times.
Well, the biggest thing is your mindset. That is the biggest killer. We basically, from what I've discovered, a lot of people out there, what they do is they depend on other people to basically tell them how they're going to live their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Your life is your life. People need to remind themselves that you can be self-reliant. We live in a nation where you can basically do anything you want. You can be broke one day, be a millionaire the next, and broke the next day after that, easily, all because of the actions that you've taken. And some of the things that I've discovered, a pattern with people that they hold themselves back from following through on taking actions to achieve a goal, the biggest thing is they have low self-esteem. And this is the biggest dream killer. So if you thought maybe your ex was a dream killer, low self-esteem basically is up there with your ex. So let me start off by saying we all suffer from some form of low self-esteem. The important thing to know is that self-esteem, a low self-esteem, is just opposite of having high self-esteem. And this low self-esteem thing is both an internal and external factor. Now, go ahead. You got to say something?
Well, I was going to say that I interviewed a psychotherapist. Gosh, I've been on the air almost 22 years, and it was probably about 6 months after I started. And, you know, so many people have been on the air with me and during these times when we really thought we'd entered the golden age back in 1989. And so many people were on the air with me saying things like, you know, what you need to do is just love yourself more. It's all about loving yourself more, which, of course, has to do with self-esteem. And I said to her, I said, all right, how do we do that? What do you mean by loving ourselves more? Let's define our terms here. And this is what she said, and I thought it was quite interesting. She said, you know, the way you learn to love yourself more, or in your words, Carlos, to have more self-esteem, is that you dare to take some risks. They're not all going to come out the way that you planned, but you keep on doing more and more things that are going to help you to grow. And as you take these more risks, you're going to have some successes and maybe even some huge successes, and that's when you start loving yourself more. So she kind of equated it with daring to do. What do you think of that?
Well, she's very true on all points there. The important thing, I think, for your audience to remember is that with risk comes easier when you're focused, when you understand what the end goal is. A lot of people, from what I've discovered, they take risk. They go out there, but they don't really understand why they're taking the risk. They're just going out there to do something, and if something happens, something happens. Mm-hmm. It's like playing the lotto. I'm going to take a little risk. I'll spend a dollar if nothing happens, but that's basically being foolhardy. If you're focused in what you want, if you've been able to discover the areas of your life where they're either lacking or there's just something where you just want to move it to the next level, you want to fulfill something, the risks become not only manageable, but there's something that you basically do not even think about. The risks aren't obvious to you. You're more focused on what you want to achieve.
And I say so many times on the air, you don't have to do it, whatever it happens to be, alone. I've had coaches in the past myself. I probably would not have started Seeing Beyond. I wouldn't have had the courage to do it at the time I did if I hadn't had some folks helping me along the way. You call yourself a transformational coach. What is that?
Well, before we go into talking specifically about transformational coaching, if you'll allow me to, I'd like to talk a bit about coaching in general,
okay,
just so we are on the same page.
Sure.
Coaching, the way I experience it, is first and foremost, is a relationship. It's between basically myself and a client, which can be any member of your audience, of course. And we know that a relationship is based on trust. And with this trust that's manifested from the development of the relationship that we have, I'm able to provide various tools and insight to help tap into and bring out the full potential of my client. A lot of times, the clients that I have, they just don't understand or realize the potential that they have. And because of this trust, you're basically allowing me to access parts of you you normally wouldn't just allow anyone to access. Now, when we add a transformational flavor to coaching and in my speaking, I'm in fact working on shifting your paradigm in the way that you're thinking and not just the way you're doing things. So when we talk about transformational speaking and transformational coaching, it's more about the way you think in addition to the way you do things.
Well, and these are times that are so transformational that we really absolutely, I mean, I think it's a necessity to change our thinking, to change the way that we've always done things. It's just not going to work to do the same old thing in the same old way. Who might benefit from using or listening to, well, a transformational life coach?
That's a pretty good question. And it's basically, you would have to ask yourself the question of, are you looking to achieve balance and fulfillment? This could be related to your career, your relationship, and even in your health. Also, the other thing is, if you're looking for accountability, which is the biggest thing, and in accountability, what you're looking to do is you're looking to maintain a consistency. And if I can repeat that again, you're looking to maintain a consistency in your actions so you can eventually achieve that balance of fulfillment you've basically been dreaming about for so long.
Now, you know, a lot of people like to just pick up the phone or meet at a coffee shop and talk to a friend or maybe even to their spouse. What would you say to somebody who said, well, you know, that's why I have friends and that's why I got married, so I can talk to them and kind of get their advice. Isn't coaching like talking to a friend or to a spouse?
It's more touchy than basically touching a friend or a spouse. You would have to ask this question about your friend. How objective is your friend when it comes to your personal and professional matters?
Mm-hmm.
Can you trust your friend to advise you on the most important aspects of your life or business?
And how honest is your friend going to be if they want to stay your friend?
Exactly. That's the biggest thing, the truthful, because they hold your friendship is more important than telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have known each other for 30, 40 years, and being not having you as a friend, not having you in their life, is more important than telling you the truth on how to achieve something that you really want to. So I always say it's may not be wise to have your friend as your coach, but it may be wiser to have a coach as your best friend.
And is that really possible, to have somebody that you pay to do coaching with you be that knowledgeable about you, even intimate with you, at least on the psychological level?
What we're looking for in coaching is a relationship to come together. There has to be a matching. Coaching, you just can't pick up the phone, call somebody, and automatically you got to start being coached. No, there's normally a small little consultation that happens to see whether or not both the coach and the client are able to sync up together. Once you have that synergy coming, then you can go ahead and move forward.
Well, we have an audience who have a deal of intuition. They're the folks who are, I call them the early adopters. They wouldn't be listening to this program first thing in the morning. And so if you are one of those folks who has a lot of intuition, I think you can just hear in Carlos's voice the fact that he is so grounded. I mean, this is what I hear in you. I hear that you're grounded, and I also hear that you're sincere and caring. And I'm especially talking to guys who listen to Seeing Beyond, who might find that you're floundering a little bit out there because things are changing so rapidly. I call you the new males emerging. And I think working with Carlos would be great. Of course, I know that you work with women also. But I think that it would just be so great for these guys who are finding out that things are changing pretty rapidly. And they are really looking at how they can meet life in a fast-forward way, but also in a way that's caring and takes into consideration the other person's feelings. Now, you do have your counseling sessions available. And what number should people use to call you and talk with you about that, Carlos?
Well, anybody in your audience can go ahead and give me a call directly at 408-863-3179. Once again, that's 408-863-3179. And we can talk for about 15 minutes to see exactly what it is that you want to do. And in doing so, we can strike up a conversation, and if you feel comfortable in what I have to offer, we can go ahead and move to the next level. Otherwise, what I can always do is I can help you find somebody that you can go ahead and connect with, because I understand there's some issues that you may want somebody who has been specifically skilled in that area, and that's fine by me. My main concern is ensuring that you get the help or assistance that you need to help you move to the next level. It's not about a business transaction. It's about the relationships that develop. Because I want to be there for you when you succeed and when you succeed again and when you move to the next level in your life. That is where I get my joy and excitement from, seeing you move.
Well, I love that you can actually talk with Carlos Rafael Cruz over the telephone, find out about the synergy between you, find out more about his coaching style, which is about transformational coaching, and also to find out if your particular issues, desires, goals, risk tolerance match up with his. His number again, 408-863-3179, 408-863-3179. We're going to be coming back and talking a little bit about Carlos Rafael Cruz's background, because I think it's a great way for you to get to know more about him. And we're also going to be talking very specifically about his big book on achieving large goals. And by the way, you can get that book from Carlos's website, which is apathtosuccess.com. You can also order it on amazon.com or ask for it at your local bookstore. You can follow Carlos on Twitter via A Path to Success, and he also has a Facebook page at www.facebook.com/apathtosuccess. Well, this is just great, so we'll be back talking about really dreaming big right here on Seeing Beyond. Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at bioage.com.
This week at East West Bookstore is all about healing from the inside out. You can learn to meditate on Wednesday night, and on Thursday night, discover the amazing power of theta healing. On Friday night, join Dr. Victor Shimas on how to integrate divine play into your daily life. There's a wellness open house all weekend, and on Saturday night, enjoy a magnificent concert of Tibetan and crystal bowls with a popular duo, Soul Tones. And there's always more at eastwest.com.
Nature's Liquids is looking for up to 8 motivated business associates in the San Francisco Bay Area. Would you like to add a product line to your wellness center, yoga studio, or professional practice, or supplement your income from home with proven whole food liquid nutritional formulas? Even in this economy, the wellness industry is growing. Mention Sing Beyond for special savings and a 90-day risk-free trial. Call 800-732-1150. That's 800-732-1150. Be sure and mention Sing Beyond, 800-732-1150. Well, I think one of the important things about becoming successful is having a vision, and certainly our guest this hour, Carlos Rafael Cruz, has that, and I'll read that for you. Carlos writes, to empower you by encouraging you to find more meaning, success, and happiness in your life and career, and by providing you the tools necessary to foster positive attitudes and behaviors while developing the skills and capabilities necessary for you to succeed. And again, Carlos is available to talk with you even right after the program for 15 minutes. That'll be free of charge to find out if there's synergy between the two of you in working together. His number, 408-863-3179, 408-863-3179. Well, I think life can be the greatest teacher, Carlos. Talk a little bit about your background.
My background, well, let's see, I'll have to just basically summarize for you because I don't think I can talk about everything that I've done, and it's pretty interesting. But to talk about before, even in my youth, I basically studied airframe maintenance and power plant. So I have a technical background going all the way to my youth, and from there I had jumped into the military, U.S. Navy, for the next 12 years. So from high school and Navy, there was some, if not a lot, of growing up to do. And there I studied satellite communications and information technology, which gave me more of a technical background. And in addition, learning leadership, management, dealing with people, traveling around the world, dealing with various cultures as well. And the best thing that I basically have to say is when I moved to California, the beautiful weather, the beautiful people, the beautiful countryside, you basically don't want to leave once you come to California. I completely understand it now. San Francisco is very diverse. The Bay Area is one of the best places to live in. The people that I met are just wonderful itself. And here, and you said in the beginning that I do work for Interior Real Estate Services. And it's primarily what I do to help people in a financial kind of way through real estate. And I also coach some of the realtors here as well. So it just works out perfectly.
Well, I love that. And, yeah, it's great to be coaching coworkers and people who are in the same business as you, too. So how does everything you've done tie into being what you call a transformational coach?
But to put it as simply as possible, I'm able to harness all of my experience, which is many years, my skills development, in such a way where I'm able to turn it into a valuable tool for my client. And that's what's important, to understand what tools we have in our toolbox mm-hmm. and how to use them. And with that, once you have them and you understand how to use them, you can take them anywhere you go. And because of all the transitions I've experienced, it helps me to ask the right questions when I'm working with a client.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is the fact that you didn't just go in a straight line to getting to where you are. You've had several different careers, so you understand change. You understand transition. You've been out there in the real world, and I think that is so important. So knowing all that, when and how did you get into the coaching field?
It was about 2004 is when I discovered this thing called coaching, and I was living in Maryland. Performing consulting and contracting work at the time. I was intrigued as to how similar this method was to what I basically learned and utilized from the previous 10, 15 years while I was in the military. And at the same time, I myself was looking for a new path at a time where I was looking for something that was fulfilling and allowed me to grow while also expanding my sphere of influence. So I made a decision that I would hone my skills even more pertaining to coaching, and in 2005 I officially started A Path to Success, which would eventually become my Success Training Institute. And believe me, it's been a wonderful ride. I've met and worked with so many wonderful people while traveling down this path, and I look forward to basically meeting and more wonderful people and interesting down this road.
Well, I'll tell you, when you work with Sing Beyond listeners, that will be a for sure. What areas do you specialize in, Carlos?
Well, I'd like to remind your audience, generally speaking, what I do is I help brainstorm and set goals, realistic goals. Now, the areas I perform that function is with those are leadership and management. So if you want to become a more effective leader through communication and action, or if you want to set up various business systems procedures, another area is life and career change, which, of course, as you can tell, I have a lot of experience in. If you want to move from one industry to another, which can be tough and difficult if you're not sure what path to take, or maybe you're just not sure where to move to next, but you're very much aware that you don't want to be where you are now. And I do believe that there's a lot of people in this day and age today that feel that way. They're somewhere they don't want to be, but they don't know how to make the next move, and they're completely afraid.
Well, and I think oftentimes they think, wait a minute. I'm one of the lucky ones who has a job with some benefits, and how could I possibly leave that to go off on a tangent to try to find something else? Is it possible to stay safe, to keep that job and still work with you and do some coaching and move towards the future while you've still got both feet in what you're doing now?
Yes, and the way to do that is by making small transitional steps to your new goal. When I've made various transitions, some of my transitions were completely blunt, and it's you were laid off from an industry, and you're going to have to start finding a new life right now, start making money right now. Or you basically have the opportunity to go ahead and figure out what your game plan is, help develop it, find the people around you that can help you move to that area. Develop your network and resources. People are not aware exactly how big their network resources is. And if they learned how to use that, say, for instance, they wanted to go from an IT industry to a photography industry. They know a lot of photographers, even though all you have to basically do is go to one of the professional photography places where you purchased your camera, and you can start asking questions there. There's always a place to start. You just have to be aware of where to start.
Yes, and I'll tell you, most of the big things I've ever gotten in my life, I've gotten through human contact, through knowing somebody or overhearing a conversation or asking a question. And as I said, I have worked with many people in my past to help me get to where I am, and I think it's so important to have a well-trained, objective coach. And Carlos Rafael Cruz is certainly that. Well, again, you can purchase his book. It's called The Big Book on Achieving Large Goals on his website, apathtosuccess.com, and you'll get lots of information about Carlos and his work there, too. You can also order his book at Amazon or ask for it at your local bookstore. He's on Twitter via A Path to Success. He's also on Facebook, and you can talk with him for a full 15-minute session absolutely free of charge, to find out if there's synergy between the two of you and to perhaps get a few of your questions answered as you're moving forward. His number, 408-863-3179, 408-863-3179. And again, Carlos is a transformational coach. All right, his book, I love it. And I love it especially because it's not just a book to read. You actually participate in this book. That's why it's called a workbook as well as a book to read. So we're going to be coming back and talking specifically about the book. And I might just have one to give out free of charge to one of you lucky listeners. Well, stay tuned and we'll see as we continue to see beyond.
The Healing Lab Acupuncture Clinic in Palo Alto is offering a special this month only, Initial evaluation is $50 instead of $200. Ion Cleanse Detox Program is $60 instead of $75. And Energetic Nutritional Testing, $75 instead of the regular price of $150. Please call 650-380-1999. That's 650-380-1999. Or go to healinglab.com. That's HEALINGLAB, as in boy.com. For more information.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, master life coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
Welcome back. I'm Bonnie Colleen. We're here with transformational coach Carlos Rafael Cruz. Carlos is known for his straightforward approach and no-nonsense problem-solving skills. His number, 408-863-3179. Well, I love your book, Carlos, the big book on achieving large goals. And as I said earlier, I think one of the big mistakes that we make is not thinking large enough, keeping ourselves and our goals too small. One of the things I love about your book is that you've got lots and lots of room for the readers to actually participate, to write in, which is, of course, why you call it a workbook. Before I started Seeing Beyond, I was a high school teacher at Watsonville High School, and every single day, except when we had standardized testing, mm-hmm. I had a routine where the students read their own books for 10 minutes silently. And that got them into the classroom and grounded. And then for the next 10 minutes, they wrote in their journals. And whenever I could, if I wasn't having to do some, book work or bureaucratic work through the high school, I would actually sit down and read a book with them, or I would sit down and write with them. And at that point, I had a book that was somewhat similar to yours. It was less about coaching and more about metaphysics and spirituality. But nonetheless, it was a workbook. And I would sit there and write in it. And I would write about my wishes and my dreams and my goals. And I attribute that, if you want to call it exercise, I think I'd rather call it opportunity. I link that directly to a few months later, my taking the giant step of starting Seeing Beyond. It really helped me to get some clarity. It helped me to see myself in black and white on paper. And I just thank that experience so much. So I've been looking through your book, and I love the way you start out the workbook part. And people, I want you just to pretend like you've got this book in front of you right now, and I'm going to ask you the question that Carlos asks in his first page that he allows you to put down your own thoughts. And this is the question. How are you feeling right now? Now, what a great question to get started. Why did you decide to start there, Carlos?
Well, from what I've discovered, having a reference is always important, especially if you're working toward achieving something or bettering yourself in a certain way. You need to understand where you stand right now, what your current state, physical, mental, and I'm trying to put this in words that are very clear. And the important thing is, if you're not understanding of where you are right now, it's going to be hard for you to move forward, because when you hit a roadblock or an obstacle, you're not going to completely understand
why that happened. If you're trying to achieve a goal, say, for instance, you're trying to get a car, so you're going to have to get more money, so you're going to have to get a bigger position in your job, but you have a bad attitude because you're just angry with management and the way things are done and you don't like the process, how far do you think you're going to get with an advancement in that company? And if you don't get that advancement, you're not going to get the money. If you don't get money, you don't get the car. So one basically revolves around another. If you understand that you have a bad attitude right now, you can go ahead and concentrate on clearing the attitude, clearing the negativity, become positive, decide, do I want to stay at this company or do I move on somewhere else?
And how do you get creative to do that? Exactly. I mean, just complaining, groaning, having others help you stir the pity pot is not going to do it. But to really get a game plan going. I remember at Watsonville High School, I had a job assignment that I did really well for 2 years, but I got tired of it. I didn't want to do it anymore. It wasn't really in my field. It was kind of how I got the job, but then I wanted to move on. So I went to a counselor, and I wanted her to help me stir the pity pot. Instead of that, she said, you got to get creative, Bonnie. You got to think of a way to get out of doing what you're doing, but make sure that the job gets done. So I went and talked to the principal, and he said, if you can find somebody else who will take this job, you can move on. And so that's exactly what I did. It took me an entire year and a lot of creativity to find out exactly how to do that. But everybody had a win-win. We had a brand new teacher who wouldn't have gotten a job if I hadn't found her and talked her into doing this. I got to do what I wanted to do, and the school got the project done and a very good job, too. So you've got to get creative. And I'll tell you, I couldn't get out of the pity pot without talking to that person first. Now, she happened to be a psychologist. But, I mean, seriously, this is why I think it's so important to work with somebody like you, Carlos.
Thank you. And I do believe that you are correct in all the points. I commend you for the changes that you made and how you went about them. Most people would have just stayed at the job for 20, 30 years, received the gold watch, and then would have moved on, still being angry. And there is no need for anyone out there to live with anger in their heart, to carry that weight with them. We have the ability to live happy lives. We're going to have times, of course, where we have a roller coaster ride and we have our downs and our ups, but a majority of our life can be an upswing without having to live like we're living in a panacea or a fantasy world. This can happen. A lot of people do live this way. We just have to work on creating an environment where we surround ourselves with people who are supportive, who do not bring drama to our table, and they're able to give us the inspiration that we need to go ahead and do things that we want to do in our lives.
Talk more about why you have so much room in your book for me to be an author. In other words, for me to write in the workbook section of it, which goes throughout the entire book. Why did you decide to structure your book in this way?
To put it simply, thought alone is dangerous. And what I mean by that is there is just so many distractions going on in our world. We have TV, we have the internet, we have our devices. We want to know what's going on with Apple. We want to know what's going on with BP. The news industry is bombarding us constantly. We want to see what the new movie, the new fashion is. And if you get a very good, clear thought for that millisecond, something just distracted you and you just lost it. What this book forces you to do is forces you to focus on what you actually want. And when you write things down, you see it. So you thought about it, it came through your mind, it went through your body, and you wrote it down on a piece of paper. So now if you're distracted, you can always come back and take off exactly where you left off.
Right, and sometimes I find that I skate around on the ice instead of really diving deeply down. And when I write, things come through that I hadn't recognized or realized or acknowledged before. So now, people, I'm going to read another one of the questions that Carlos Rafael Cruz asks you in the book and gives you a whole page to write on. This is a large book, of course. It's called The Big Book on Achieving Large Goals, and it's big enough to write in, and I love it. Okay, so here's this question. So take a deep breath. You don't have to answer it right now, but just see how you'd really have to go deep down to find your answer, not anybody else's, not mine, not Carlos's, but your answer to this. So So here goes. What is the number one thing holding you back from moving forward? Carlos, what impelled you to write your book, Large Goals?
Bonnie, it basically all started with a question, and I had asked myself, what would be the best way to maximize my reach, to take everything that I've learned so far, that I'm learning, to put it in a way where people can easily assess it and easily reach it. And that basically came out to be the Big Book on Large Goals. It took me about a total of 18 months to finally put the book together. There were more chapters in the book that I didn't add on, but that would be put onto various workshops and other types of books that I'm looking to write down in the future.
Well, and, you know, as I said, you've got this workbook part sprinkled throughout the book. Somebody asked me one time when I was guest on her program what the theme of Seeing Beyond was. I thought, oh, my gosh, how am I going to answer that huge question? I mean, I'd been on the air for about 15 years at that point in time. And all of a sudden it came to me, and I said, I guess if I had to sum it up into one sentence, it would be, who am I and why am I here? You've got one page that people are supposed to write in saying, what do you feel your purpose in life is? I really think that our happiness, our success, our sense of self-fulfillment is based on that one question. Talk a little bit about how you help your clients, either by reading the book or by working with you, to find out their purpose in life and then to start acting on it.
Well, I would like everybody in the audience to understand that there are many people who believe that we have a predestined purpose in our life. And what I do when I work with a client is I remove that. And the reason being I remove that is because there's no higher form telling us what our predestined in life is. In history, there's only been one other person that's been told what his destiny in life would be, and that would be to save man. I'm sure your audience can guess who that was. Mm-hmm. To everybody else, for the most part, it's a guessing game. So what I do, instead of trying to figure out what your predestined in life is, we work towards creating your purpose. What do you want to do? What is your passion? There are things out there, there are people that need help, there are voids that need basically to be filled. And you can kind of take it as a free market style for helping people. What needs to be out there and what's the best way to deliver it? With me, I go out there and I look for people who basically are looking to move to the next level, that are feel stuck, that are not sure, that are afraid. So I come in with my purpose tools, and we go ahead and we find out what's going on and how can we move forward.
Well, and I love the fact that you're willing to talk with Seeing Beyond listeners absolutely free of charge for 15 minutes, helping them to assess where they are and whether or not working with you has synergy. If they want to, let's say they're really wanting to specialize in something you don't know much about, you might know another success coach, a transformational coach who could help them. You're willing to give that reference. And all you need to do, Seeing Beyond listeners, I mean, this is your next step. Pick up the phone and call Carlos Rafael Cruz. His number, 408-863-3179. 408-863-3179. Another big step for you would be to buy the book, The Big Book on Achieving Large Goals. I just love it. And you can buy it directly at apathtosuccess.com. Of course, that is Carlos's website. You can also buy it at amazon.com. It's in also many local bookstores. Again, Carlos's number, 408-863-3179. And I just happen to have an extra copy, not just an extra copy, but a signed copy by Carlos Rafael Cruz. So if you're the very first caller to call 415-543-8255, you'll have that copy because I'll be mailing it out to you. So please give your name, your full address, including your zip code, to our engineer, Kwong, and that book will be in your hands as quickly as the mail can get it to you. 415-543-8255. Good luck. Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at BioAge.com.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer, Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, Master Life Coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
Congratulations, Lori in Millbrae. You are the winner, and I'll be sending out the big book on achieving large goals, your personal guide and workbook devoted to helping you focus on planning and achieving your goals. And again, it's signed by our guest this hour, Carlos Rafael Cruz. Carlos consistently provides the highest level of support to his clients. His word is his bond, and his clients count on Carlos to keep their confidences. He is always as honest as possible without being bluntly rude or demeaning, and always has his clients' best interests in heart and mind. And again, he is willing to talk with you free of charge for 15 minutes to find out if there is synergy in working together, find out more about you and what's going on with you, find out more about him and his coaching style. And his number, 408-863-3179, 408-863-3179. I love the story, Carlos. I think it's the greatest teacher. You've worked with many people from different areas of life. Can you pick out a story, an example of one of your clients? I know we have to keep confidentiality in the forefront here, but as best you can you tell that story and let our listeners know how that person's working with you made a big difference?
That's a good question. I think I might have one that may resonate with Bay Area residents, especially Silicon Valley area, especially. I had one client specifically who had contacted me and was having problems at work. He was basically a programmer type, and he had three different types of consulting businesses going on. Well, what happened is we were trying to resolve an issue with what he thought was with one of his companies. And after asking various questions and digging deeper, and this was over a matter of several weeks. So it took several weeks to ask the right questions to actually discover what the real problem was. And the problem was not at work, but the problem was at home. His wife had just had a child, and she was somewhat depressed, and that was affecting the environment of the home. The child was sick as well. They had other children, so that was piling on. Also, not related to the business that he was focusing on, there seemed to be another business where he had a partner where he wasn't happy with. So every time he would deal with that partner, he would go home mad, which, of course, would affect the attitude of the wife. And with the baby crying and being sick, it just wasn't happy. So once we discovered this, he was able to formulate a plan on what his priorities would be. Does he keep the business? Does he get rid of the partner? What does he do? He understands the problem is with that business. He understands that at home, he has to do certain things to help with the wife to ensure that
she has the best mental health as possible, that he's doing things to ensure that she's living the happiest life that she can live. She loves him. He loves her. They have a child together. There is no need for anybody to have to live in a negative environment. I understand that there are things in life where it just gets to you. It gets under your skin. It boils your blood. But you can't let that get to you. You have to basically find a way to go above it, to see things in the bigger picture, the broad spectrum, and take control. Your life is about your control. You have full 100% control of your life. And that even means taking that control in your life and allowing somebody else to control it for you. You still give somebody that power. You can take that power away, but at times you forget, and it becomes comfortable to have somebody else control your environment.
And really and truly, the only person you can ever change, no matter how much you might try to do it a different way, is yourself. And, you know, really, Carlos, I think that so many times, especially, I mean, this guy had more than one thing going on, and so did his wife. And so I think so many times when we get ourselves into this kind of a situation, it's so difficult to see the forest for the trees. It's so difficult to kind of see, okay, well, what's the first thing I want to take a look at and work on or heal or make a difference in? And that's why it's so important to have a coach like yourself, a transformational coach, who can be objective, who can see that that picture, well, more objectively, and for that reason, more clearly.
Yes, that's true. And there are, basically what I've discovered, there are three biggest challenges people have to face. And this is basically with working with any accomplishments. And that is how you manage your time, how you manage and acquire your finances, and the level of your mental and physical health. And depending on the level of each of these challenges, we basically determine the impact you're going to have when you're trying to achieve a goal, overcome obstacles, or just trying to remove the negativity. And each one of these challenges are somewhat linked. If you don't have time, you might not be able to create the finances that you need, which might affect your mental health. So as you can see, everything tugs. Everything in the universe is connected one way or the other. You may not see it, but you can surely feel it when the time comes.
Now, would you say that you have, certainly not a religious, but a spiritual aspect to your coaching? I mean, that sounded kind of like the kind of thing we talk about on Seeing Beyond, what you just said.
Yes, that's correct. The funny thing is I say I'm a non-practicing, an NPC, a non-practicing Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we're raised in New York. And over the years, I've developed more of a spirituality, especially with all the traveling that I've done, the different cultures that I've encountered and experienced. And I've had my own awakenings spiritually to discover more of who I am, not just as a person, but as, you know, part of the greater things in the universe. So what I do is I try to help my clients discover themselves spiritually. What is it that you feel? Understanding the feeling and how is that feeling going to direct your path when you move forward? If you do not understand who you are spiritually, and your spiritually is basically your beliefs, then you can basically fall prey to any beliefs that are out there. And we know there's a lot of scams out there with people who are wanting to belong, who are wanting to believe in something, and but yet they don't even believe in themselves.
Well, and you have a great website called apathtosuccess.com. What programs do you, A Path to Success, and your business host?
Well, we have three main programs with A Path to Success, and they are your Next Steps to Success, and this is where the seminars and workshops are developed. And we have the Blueprint to Achieving Your Maximum Success. That's the latest program that we're currently developing. It ranges anywhere from a keynote presentation up to a multi-day workshop. And this is pretty intense if you're looking to get your life back in order, because we will dig deep and we will help you bring out the so-called skeletons and the drama. We'll make you really aware of what it is that you need to do to move forward. There's also the Success Mastermind Coterie program, and that's basically a multi-level professional program where we connect professionals who would benefit from each other's skills and experience, but not being necessarily in the same industry. So you're having other professionals helping professionals move to the next level. Because as we said before, I don't have all the answers for you. I have questions, but I do not pretend to have the answers, and I'm not going to pretend. If there's a specific answer you're looking for, we can find somebody that has it.
Carlos, we just have a couple of minutes left, but who would you say is your client? I mean, what kind of person is the type who would call you up and decide, you're my man, I want to work with you?
Mostly it would be, if you're looking for accountability, and that would be professionals or people looking to transition from one industry to another. If you are basically looking to enhance your career in some way, find more fulfillment and satisfaction in what you want to do, those would be the type of clients that would mostly relate.
Well, and the good news is that Carlos is making a wonderful offering to Sing Beyond listeners. You can call him at 408-863-3179, and he'll devote 15 minutes to you where you can ask him questions about himself and his practice. He can ask you questions about you and what your goals are, where you might feel like you're stuck, and see if there's some synergy in working with Carlos. He's also very happy to give you some referrals, and all of this free of charge for that 15 minutes, 408-863-3179, 408-863-3179. And of course, you can buy his book. You're absolutely going to love it. And Lori, you're getting your copy free. It's signed too. It's called The Big Book on Achieving Large Goals. And you can get that on Carlos's website, apathtosuccess.com, also on amazon.com and bookstores in our local area. Carlos, I want to get you back on the program where we can open up the phone lines and you can help some Seeing Beyond listeners in 3 to 5 minutes, let's say, per call with some of the situations going on in their life. I really enjoyed talking with you. I love your book. Thank you so much for having been here.
Thank you for having me on, Bonnie.
All righty. The number again for Carlos Rafael Cruz, 408-863-3179, 408-863-3179. Hey, we've got another hour. Stay tuned as guest host David Kamnitzer talks about us and our health as we continue to see beyond.
Feel great. And